like to tell you about today. The message title is, What is the Greatest Gift? What is the Greatest Gift? And you can see there is a picture here. This is from taken in Cambodia. And these children, they are all the children that have no mother and no father. They are orphans. And they live at a Christian orphanage. And they are very, very beautiful, wonderful children that we, myself and my students, got to meet last year. But the title, What is the Greatest Gift? My first question to you is, how do you feel about getting presents? How do you feel about getting gifts? Probably you are happy. I love getting gifts. Sometimes we get gifts from our parents. Sometimes we get gifts from our relatives, shinseki. Sometimes we get gifts from our friends. What kind of gifts do you like? Do you like to, for example, if your mother and father give you a gift, do you like a surprise gift? Or do you like to pick the gift? My wife is Japanese, and she doesn't like surprise gifts. For her birthday or Christmas, she says, can I get a new dress? You know, can I buy something? I said, sure, that's great. But I'm American, and maybe because I'm American, I don't know, but I love surprise gifts. I like to look at the package, and I don't know what it is, and shake, what could it be, and open it. I really like getting a surprise gift. But there are many different kinds of gifts. Now, that's getting gifts. How about giving gifts? When you give a gift, do you enjoy doing that? Do you enjoy giving gifts? What do you, have you ever, like, picked a gift, picked out something and given it to somebody, and they really, really liked it? How did you feel? Did you notice the expression on their face? Do you remember the look on their face when they open it, and it's just what they wanted, and they are so happy? Do you remember that look? How did you feel? Probably, when they open the gift, and that big smile on their face, probably you felt very nice. I think so. I love to give gifts, and I love to watch smiling face when they get the gift. That is a very nice thing about giving a gift, is watching the smiling face. Well, what does the Bible say? What does the Seisho Bible, what does the Bible say about giving gifts? Well, in the book of Acts, it says, I was a consistent example. I was a good example. Jesus said, I was a good example to you in helping the poor. So Jesus often helped the poor. I remember the words of the Lord Jesus, it is better to give than to receive. Jesus said that it is better to give a gift than to receive a gift. Jesus said that. He said it's much better to give a gift than it is to receive the gift. But please notice, he also said that he helped the poor. Jesus and the Christians, the early Christians in the Bible, often helped poor people. They thought it's very important. Now, did you know that most children in the world, in the entire world, most of the children of the world, they grow up to be adults like you and me without ever getting a gift? When you were a child, did you get gifts? I think so, yes. Probably you think it's atarimai. Of course, I got gifts from my mother, from my family, from my friends. We grew up getting lots and lots of gifts because Japan is a rich country. America is a rich country. It's atarimai for us to get gifts. We almost can't imagine that children in poor country don't get gifts. But 20% of the world's population means jinko, 20% of the world's population lives with only 100 yen a day. Of course they don't have enough money for gifts. 60% of the world's population lives on only 200 yen a day. Could you live with only 200 yen a day? It's impossible to imagine. You don't have enough money for clothes. You don't have enough money for food. How can you buy a gift for your child? Almost impossible. So most children, they grow up without ever receiving a gift. Now let me ask you another question. What does it mean to be a Christian? What is Christianity about? Well, one thing that Christianity is about is faith in God. Faith means shinkel. Faith in God. That's one of the most important parts of faith. But what does that mean? What does it mean to have faith? Does it mean just believing in God? Ah, 神様がいることだけでいいですか? Is that enough? No, the Bible says no, that's not enough. God says that faith is much more than just our words or our thinking. He says that faith is connected to our action. Okay? This is a picture I took also in Cambodia. Maybe you heard the expression Gominoyama or Gomiyama. In Cambodia, in the Philippines, in many countries, there are huge towns that are just garbage. All the garbage of the city goes to one place, and many, many people, including children, live in such a place because they have no food and they have no clothes, so they go through the garbage to try and get their food and clothes. And this is a little girl that I took a picture of when I was in Cambodia. She doesn't look very happy, does she? We just read in the Bible, just now, we read in the Bible. Suppose there are people who need clothes and don't have enough to eat. Suppose there's somebody who doesn't have clothes and doesn't have enough to eat. What good is it if you say, God bless you, keep warm and eat well, if you don't give them any food and clothes? And faith is the same. Faith without action is dead. That's what the Bible says. So if you walk down the street and you see a homeless person in Shibuya or Omote Sando or Shirogane-dai, and you see somebody who has no good clothes, and you just keep walking and you say, ah, kawaiso, but you keep walking, that's not enough. Faith must have action. If we see somebody that has no food or clothes, we must do something. Now, at Aoyama, one of the things that we did is we started something called the Greatest Gifts Ministries. And this is something I did in Aoyama in my seminar, my Zemi. And we introduced all of Aoyama. All of Aoyama's helping. And now, we are trying to introduce in Neigaku as well. What we do is we give Christmas presents to young people in four countries. We ask Aoyama students, to get a small box, like a shoe box, and in the box to put toys, just to pick out toys that children might like to play with, put them in the box, and give them to us. Those toys we collect, and then we bring to places like Cambodia or Myanmar or China or many places where there are poor children. In 2004, we started with just 150 boxes. In 2005, 1,000. 2006, 700. And 2007, we are hoping for many, many more boxes. The Shukyo Center of Aoyama is now beginning to help us, and we're hoping to introduce to all of the schools. It's a wonderful project, and students who have gone with me to Cambodia have been very, very happy. So what I'd like to do is to ask you, if you are interested, to help us by making some toys like this, making a box of toys like this, and giving it to us here, and tell your friends about it. And little by little, we can introduce this idea to Meigaku as well. This is pictures from my church, and at my church, all the boxes we collected from Aoyama, we brought to the church and we cleaned them up and we made them nice. And you can see that there were many, many gifts that were collected from the Aoyama Kankidai and the Shotobu and the colleges and many high schools and so on. We gathered many boxes. And you can see my beautiful daughter is helping us. I think she tried to steal some of those toys, but we stopped her. But you can see This is two of my students giving presents to the children in Cambodia. And you can see the expression. She looks very happy. Many, many gift boxes. You can see the gift box is different than this box. This box is wood. This box is cardboard. This one is plastic. These kind of boxes we can easily buy at the so-called 100円 shop. And these kind of boxes are very good because in a poor country, they can use that box not for toys, but for many other things. So these boxes are very, very nice. Are we okay? The Shotobu, the elementary school in Aoyama, they gave boxes, but also boxes of toys, but they also made a poster. And we brought that to the children in Cambodia. They were very, very happy. This idea of what we're doing is called service learning. Learning by doing. Yarinagara manabu koto. And so what you can see, this is God's love in action. This is doing. This is not studying. This is doing. And you can see the little girl is very, very happy, yes? But there's someone else who is very happy too. Look at the face of my student. She's so happy. What the Bible said, it is better to give than to receive. She gave, my student gave, and she's so happy too. So it's a very, very important part of Christianity. Very happy and cute boys, yes? So if you like, please help us. We have some nice pamphlets to give to you about how to help with the project. And if you make a box, you can just drop it at the Kinenkamp, and then we can take it with us when we go to Cambodia. But actually, if you want to come with us, you can come with us too to Cambodia. So you can do anything you want and be involved as much as you want. But this is our idea about how to connect volunteerism and Christianity. How to connect faith and action. Trying to put them together and to do something good for other people, but also to be happy ourselves. So thank you very much. Hi. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of the gifts that you give to us. You give us good health. You give us wonderful families. You let us live in a very rich and beautiful and wonderful country. You bless us every day with so many gifts. Help us, Lord, to remember all the good gifts we get from you, and help us to remember to try and give gifts to the other people, to the poor people, to the people who have less than us. And let us do it with a happy heart and remember you and all that you have given to us. In your holy name, amen.